Hi, this is Maddie Rose, host of The Fame Game, and this is Our Future is Missing. Please be on the lookout for Lauren Spirer. She is 20 years old and went missing from Bloomington, Indiana, June 3rd, 2011 at 4:30 a.m. She is Caucasian, 4'11", 95 pounds, with blue eyes and blonde hair. She was wearing a white tank top, a white button-down shirt, and full-length black spandex pants. If you know of Lauren's whereabouts, please contact the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children's hotline, 1-800-THE-LOST or 1-800-843-5678. To see a picture of Lauren, please click on the link on the Voice America homepage, Our Future is Missing, or go to ourfutureismissing.com. Thank you.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Jacob Lattimore, with a question from my fans on Voice America Kids. Do you have what it takes to be America's next young superstar? If you're the ages between 8 and 12 years old, then step up to the microphone. You could win $25,000 in cash, a recording contract, and a scholarship. So make sure you get your parents' permission first, then go to www.stepuptothemicrophone.com to enter. Peace.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America. This is VoiceAmericaKids.com.
Welcome to American Pulse on the Voice America Kids channel. Our show will bring you tomorrow's leaders today, and we'll also share what kids just like you are doing to make a difference. Now, here's your host.
What's up, everyone? I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to the American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network. So we're here in 2012. I hope all of you had a great New Year's and holiday. I know I did. We're just 2012. It's the end of the world, apparently. We're all freaking out. Not really. But I have two very special ladies with me today. I have Victoria, who is a world traveler. She just got back from Greece, actually. She is a freshman in college at Florida Atlantic University. And we also have Maria Jose from Boston University. She's also a freshman in the College of Management, something like that. I don't know. She's really smart. So we'll talk to them a little bit later. But I'm going to start with my dear friend Victoria. How was your experience in Greece or wherever you went?
It was great. I went to Brussels, which is in Belgium, to visit my brother because he's studying school there. He's studying in school there. And then we took a trip to Paris and we saw Coldplay in Paris for 2 days, which was super, super cool. But it was also very cold and we did a lot of walking.
Wait, before you go on. So your brother, how old's your brother?
My brother is 23 and he just got an internship with the UN.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's a little
smart.
Oh yeah, smarty pants.
So he's going to Brussels for college.
Yeah, for his master's program.
Oh my God.
And he's doing French and studying international conflict, which is quite boring, but hey, whatever floats his boat.
So what do you think he's gonna do with that? That just intrigues me. Like going to what do they speak over there?
They speak, the northern part of Belgium speaks Dutch, and the southern part of Belgium speaks French. So Brussels, which is like right in the middle, is like sometimes they speak French, sometimes they speak Dutch, but for the most part, English is a second language for everyone.
Oh yeah, so he fits in.
Yeah, so he fits in, but he's learning French now.
How long were you there for?
I was in Brussels for 1 week, and then we went to Paris for 2 days, and then spent the holidays about 3 weeks in Greece.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you're originally from Greece, though?
Yes, from Greece. I lived there for 3 years and then came back, but I go back every year also.
The only thing that worried me when you told me that you were going to Greece was that I know about all this like financial crisis over there, how they're basically about to fall out of, what is it?
The European Union.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all, I mean, unless you're really into politics or going downtown or stuff like that, then, I mean, it could conflict with your trip. But, I mean, it was fine. I pretty much spent the spent most of my time in the mountains where there's not much going on. I mean, Greece is going bankrupt right now, mm-hmm. and there is a possibility that they could get kicked out of the European Union, but who knows? I can't do anything about that, so I just don't worry about it. But yeah,
you didn't see any like protesters setting buildings on fire. That's what I think of when I think of Greece. I think of like buildings in flames and people dying.
Yeah, I mean, over the holidays, everyone pretty much, I guess, settled down for the holidays. That's but there was still like strikes and stuff going on with, but that's more like governmental stuff. It's not really stuff to deal with. But there's a new prime minister now, and
oh, prime minister, what's his name? Lucas Papademos. How do you say it?
Lucas Papademos, which is the new prime minister, because the old one didn't do much except get Greece in trouble.
Yeah, he was a socialist, and apparently they relied on a package of 110 billion euros, which actually just like bloated their deficit, so everyone lost their jobs. It cut the pay of the public workers and by 10%. And that's why I think everyone's freaking out, right?
Yeah, that's why everyone's freaking out. And that's
why
everything's...
Is the workforce kind of like tight over
there?
Yeah,
there's like no jobs over there. Everyone's struggling to put food on the table at home. It's really bad. There's like no jobs because everyone is in debt over there.
But you just think of it like... But Greece is such a, like, looking at your pictures, Greece is such a beautiful place.
And it is. It's a beautiful country. It's, like, one of the most beautiful countries, like, in the world. But, I mean, the government is just tearing it apart, and mm-hmm. it's really sad.
That is sad. To destroy such a beautiful place with politics and...
Yeah, it is. It's really sad. But, I mean, it'll still be a beautiful country no matter what, but yeah. It's just being destroyed by all of the politics and the government and the wrongdoing.
Yeah. I also read, I was just looking up some news on Greece, I also read that they were having, like, a shortage of medicine. Did you feel any of that effect? Because apparently, like, 500 of the most used medicines, people are, like, going crazy for, like, even aspirin, people are just lining up to get it because there's a huge shortage.
But yeah, there's a shortage on a lot of things in Greece going on right now because the government doesn't want to support anything at all. And so the people are having a lot, like, shortage finding anything and everything. Gas to fill up a car is probably over 100 euros, which is more than like $150, depending on the vehicle that you drive.
But for Are you kidding me?
Yeah, for the most part, it'll be at least 100 euros to fill up.
Even like my little Honda Civic.
Yeah, even a little Honda Civic will probably be about 80 euros to fill up, which is like $120.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because the government doesn't want to do anything or support anything, so people are struggling to do anything and everything they can.
So, despite all of this, as we were just talking, you still want to live there?
Yeah, I would still want to live there, only because I like the lifestyle. It's a totally different lifestyle than the States. But, I mean, I would only want to live there as a student and where I wouldn't have to worry so much about all the other stuff. Starting a family and doing all that stuff, no, I don't think that's the right place to go to do that. But, I mean, as a student, to study there for a year or two or three, it's not that bad of a thing to do.
Get the culture and, like, the different learning experience. Yeah. I think that would be great. And especially that you're from there, you can, you know, connect back to your roots.
Exactly.
That's great. So... if you plan on going to Greece, what would you want to major in over there?
Well, I'm a communications major right now, so if I were to go to school over there, I would go to DERE, which is the American College in Athens, and I would probably still major in communications, but high school is different over there, and the learning system is different over there, so...
I remember you telling me something about, like, they have to know what they want to do their second year of high school.
Yeah, like, here in the States, we don't have to decide what we want to do or declare our major until our second or third year
of college.
And in Greece, your second year of high school, you have to decide whether you want to go the language route and studying all the languages and the history, or if you want to go the science route and study math and science and all that stuff. So you have to decide which route you want to go and what you want to do your second year of high school. So
That's crazy.
So when you apply to colleges and stuff, it's a totally different thing. You take one test throughout the year, and you have to go to tutoring throughout your high school and all this stuff, because just going to high school is not enough to pass the exam.
So can you imagine, like, I'm trying to picture sophomores in high school, at my school in particular, trying to figure out what the heck they're going to do in life. oh my gosh, they would just have a heart attack. Like, I don't know. It just goes to show you how different cultures are. In America, 16-year-olds, they're busy worrying about what they're wearing to homecoming and who their next boyfriend's going to be. And, oh my God, she said this about me on Facebook. Oh my God. Like, can you imagine, you know, like, can you imagine them trying to figure out what they're going to do with their lives?
And you're totally right. I mean, maybe the education system in Europe is not as good as accurate as it is here.
You have no idea what you want to do.
But it's a lot more progressive than it is there. There's a lot of Europeans that are very, very smart compared to how we are here. Here we take everything for advantage and we wait till the last minute to decide what we want to do instead of working on it from a younger age.
That is, it's a good idea, but then again, like, there can be definitely some flaws. Like, at 16, like,
yeah,
I wanted to be a freaking baker.
Yeah, there is very many flaws because, I mean, at 16, I know I didn't know what I wanted to do, but that's because we grew up in the culture here where we knew that we didn't have to know for another couple of years, so we didn't think about it, we didn't plan, we didn't do research until we have to. Then we're going to start doing the research on it. But there, they know that they have to decide at that time, so they do their research, they do all of this other stuff to help them decide. So, I mean, it's a totally different lifestyle and a totally different routine.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's different.
Yeah. Well, you sounded like you had a great time there, but we're going to wrap it up for this segment, and we'll continue on with your travels around the world on our next segment. So keep it right here. I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to The American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Has your role model let you down? Every day it seems we turn on the news or read online that today's entertainment and sports stars have gotten out of hand again. Drugs, theft, drunk driving, and other actions of disorderly conduct are what some so-called role models are all about. Not here. Tune in to Runway Role Models and find out about some positive people who are making a difference now and paving the way for the future generation. Our generation. Tune in to Runway Role Models every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
There's so much going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the Tech Team. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Is American Pulse on Voice America Kids. Don't be afraid to speak up and make your voice heard. You never know what effect you could have on your future and our country's future. Now, back to the show.
And we're back. I'm your host, Lexa J. You're listening to The American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network.
I'm here with Victoria, the world traveler, who has been to Greece, to Brussels, to London, to France, to all of these places. And she's from Greece, actually, and she was just telling us a little bit about the educational system over there and how it's a wee bit different from ours, right?
Correct.
Correcto. So you were also saying how you saw Coldplay over there, huh?
I saw Coldplay in Paris before I got to Greece, and it was freaking amazing.
I actually, on one of my shows, I didn't have Coldplay on the show. I wish.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. I played one of their songs, Para, Para, Paradise. Did they play that one?
Yeah. Hell yeah, they played it.
Yeah, that's part of their new album. Coldplay is actually just such an interesting group to me. They're from Britain. They're an alternative rock band. They all met in college, actually. And it's Chris Martin. He's the lead singer. You know that, right?
Of course I know that.
Of course. You better know that. How much were the tickets, do you mind me asking?
The tickets were 200 euros a piece.
So
probably about $300 a piece.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's Paris, though. It's, like, one of the biggest cities in the world.
Well, they're coming to America, and they're, like, $500 a piece as well.
Yeah.
I mean, these people, they're banking. They must have some talent, you know?
They really do, and they're really good live. They're not one of those people who just sings good on the radio. They sing good live, too.
And I'm sure the whole stage setup is amazing. They're on a world tour.
Oh, it was so cool. When we walked into the concert, they gave us like these little bracelets, and they were like these little plastic bracelets, and no one knew what they were. They were just like bright green, and everyone put it on, and then everyone
was like a mystery.
Yeah, and everyone was hitting them, trying to see if they lit up, but no one knew what was going on. And as soon as the concert started and the lights went off, all of the bracelets in the show
went off,
and it was the coolest thing ever. Aww. They all went off different colors, and then Coldplay started singing. It was awesome.
That is so cool. But yeah, you know that they have enough money to, like...
Yeah, give everyone. And there were 17,000 people at that concert.
Where was it at in France?
It was in Bercy, Paris, which is like the southern part of Paris.
Was it like an outdoors arena type thing?
No, it was an indoor arena.
It was kind of like something that we'd have down here. Nothing really like...
It was bigger than we'd have... It was bigger than we'd have down here, but it was a huge, huge, huge arena. And I didn't have a seat. It was like the middle was like a pit. So it was like first come, first serve. So I got there like 2 hours prior with my brother, and I made him stand there.
You got there early?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You must be really serious about them.
Oh,
Victoria is not generally a person to come early.
This is true. And I got there 2 hours prior.
Oh,
and
I am actually in shock right now.
Yes, I know. I was quite in shock, too. I made my brother stand there for 2 hours, and he was quite angry, and he was very bored, so I had to occupy him for 2 hours. And then I was like, I promise it'll be good. I promise it'll be good. And then as soon as the lights went off, we were like 10 people back from being front stage. And as soon as the lights went off, I like took his hand and dragged him across like 10 people, and everyone's yelling at me in French. And I'm like, oh, sorry, don't speak French.
No hable francés.
No très bien.
Is that how you say it?
That's like no good in French or something like that. I don't really know.
Je t'aime.
Or what? Je t'aime is I love you.
I know.
But I love you too.
Thanks. So you got to the front?
Yeah, we got to the front, and I could like literally touch his feet if their bouncer like wasn't in front of me. It was really sweet.
Oh my God. That is insane.
Yeah.
Did you know that the Milo Isolotto, however you say it, their new album, I thought it was pretty cool. It's actually a concept album instead of just like a bunch of random songs put together. Each song has a different meaning, and it tells a story. Did you know that?
I actually didn't. I actually really didn't know their story. I just recently started liking them, like probably about, not so recent, but about a year ago.
They've been around for so long. But, they've been together. Actually, they've been together since 1998. But, yeah, so Milo Isolotto, I probably sound like such a dummy for saying it wrong.
I think it's Milo Xyloto.
Okay.
But that's just a guess.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, it's a concept album, which is it's based on a love story of two hoodlums, apparently, something like that, who they fall in love, and they're living in this oppressive urban world and met each other through a gang, and they happen to fall in love. And I don't know if you've seen the Paradise video. All of you should go watch it on YouTube. It's the cutest thing ever.
That's the one with the elephant, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there were someone that was standing next to me at the concert, and I guess he had ordered, like, the elephant mascot, and he was wearing that to the concert. I was like, man, he's a true fan.
Wow, are you serious?
Yeah. It was the exact one, too, that was in the video.
Yeah, it's so cute. Like, he escapes from the zoo, and it's like, So if she was a girl, she wanted the world. I don't know. I'm not going to sing for you all right now. It's going to be really embarrassing. Anyway, it actually, the whole album's based off of a HBO TV series called The Wire. I don't know if any of you guys have heard of that. I haven't. But now I'm going to look into it. It seems really interesting. It's about Baltimore and like all the different facets of Baltimore, like the political and economic dysfunctions, basically just describing America. And I guess each episode is some different aspect of it. And I guess that's where they got the whole oppressive urban environment from. So I don't know. It's pretty cool. How else was the concert?
It was really good. I mean, my brother and I, we spent only 2 days in Paris, so from Brussels, it's an hour and a half train ride to Paris. So as soon as we got there, we pretty much backpacked for 2 days and wore the same clothes for 2 days. We checked into we walked around Paris all day, and we saw pretty much everything in 2 days. And then we finally got to our hotel. All we ate were baguettes all day because it was the cheapest thing mm-hmm. to eat. And then by the second day, my brother was like, I need some real food, not just bread and baguettes.
You know, in Europe, like, that's all they eat. I remember going to Spain and eating just ham and bread, ham and bread, ham and bread. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to gain 50 pounds.
That's exactly it. All you eat is bread and ham. People sell just bread on the streets, and I'm just like, what, we
carbs.
Need something. Yeah, we need something a little more appetizing. So by the second day, we
And how are Americans obese? I mean, I know we have cheeseburgers, but still, like, bread and bread, bread on bread on bread on
I
bread.
I know. That's all
On thighs, on hips, on cellulite.
On your butt, everywhere.
No, I remember going to Spain. Have you ever been to Spain?
No, I've never been to Spain. I've been to Africa, never Spain.
Oh, well then, okay, look at you. No, when I went to Spain, oh my gosh, this is so bad. Me and my aunt, I was visiting my cousin who was studying abroad she went to Georgetown University, and we were at this restaurant, and we were waiting for our check to come in. And the guy, they don't get tips, and if you didn't know that, as a waitress in Europe, they don't get tips. They're just completely on, not commission, but salary. And they were never, like, we were just waiting there. We're like, excuse me, never brought our check. So my crazy Italian aunt was just like, all right, you know what? We're leaving. So we get up out of the restaurant, and we just dip. We dine and dashed. And we're like, just trotting down the road, and like this guy like runs and he's like, excuse me, miss, and she's like, keep on walking. But finally they caught up to us, and she's like, well, no one came to our table, and blah 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 blah. And she was just being so mean about it. And finally she just like takes out the money. She's like, fine, you want your money? She was counting each euro one by one. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Oh my God. We're pretty rebellious in Spain.
It's the same thing in Greece, too. We sat down at an Italian restaurant, and they don't even care. They're always like, one minute.
Yeah, it's definitely the food, the restaurant biz is a whole lot different over there.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot different. Because, you know, when you get paid off a salary, you don't care whether you're going to get a tip or not.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, working in the restaurant business.
Yeah, I mean, I work in the restaurant business, and we have to be there literally before they put their butts on the chair. Because, you know, that's what we work for. We work for the tips. We have to be nice. Waitressing is like an acting job.
Yep. Oh, my God. Not my forte at all. But I'm really glad I got to have you on my show and you got to explain your world travels with us.
It was great. I loved it. Thank you for asking me to do it.
No problem. Well, we're going to wrap this up. Keep it right here. There's more to come from Maria Jose. So keep it right here. I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to The American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Jacob Lattimore, with a question from my fans on Voice America Kids. Do you have what it takes to be America's next young superstar? If you're the ages between 8 and 12 years old, then step up to the microphone. You could win $25,000 in cash, a recording contract, and a scholarship. So make sure you get your parents' permission first, then go to www.stepuptothemicrophone.com to enter. Peace.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
This is American Pulse on Voice America Kids. Don't be afraid to speak up and make your voice heard. You never know what effect you could have on your future and our country's future. Now, back to the show.
And we're back.
I'm your host, Lexa J. You're listening to the American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm here with Maria Jose. We are just with Victoria, who is explaining her world traveler. Her world travels to Greece and all that. She saw Coldplay. And also, Maria is here with me, and she also went to my school last year, and now she's off in college. She is at Boston University, where I also applied for the amazing communication school. So tell us a little bit about Boston. What?
Well, Boston is amazing. It's basically the best school that I could have chosen out of all my other options.
Yeah, her like 50 other options. Mm-hmm. Harvard, Yale, MIT, Georgetown,
whatever. What I love about Boston is that not only like are you in the city, but you have all these amazing schools around you, such as like Harvard, MIT. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to go to those schools to be able to hang out with those guys. Yeah.
Friend goes to Harvard.
Yeah, you can just hang out with them and her friends, and it's just such a great college town that anywhere you go, it's college students, and you just get to hang out with so many different people from so many different parts of the world that just come from everywhere.
And everyone, the thing that like I am so attracted to Boston is I feel like since it's so populated with such just like ambitious kids that things happen there, you know? Like, it's not just like party. I'm sure there's partying taking place. Yeah. Like, it's college, it's inevitable, but people have dreams and they're going to fulfill them. If they're at Harvard, I know, I wish Maria Rincon was here, because she goes to Harvard and she is just like a little fireball. Like,
yeah, she is.
She's on a mission.
I mean, she's telling me all about Harvard, and I've actually gone and stayed like overnight at Harvard and studied with her.
What is it like?
It's just so much more intense than like my school, I would say. Just because the environment there, like the library, is so much more formal than my library. It's just like,
what is it?
Intimidating. And
is like, everyone just like, I can only imagine. Like, I feel like I would only see that type of stuff in a movie.
I feel like you would. And she showed me her cafeteria, and it's amazing. It's just like a Harry Potter kind of style cafeteria.
Wow. Is Harvard beautiful?
It's gorgeous. It's absolutely amazing. And it's just, so there's so much history in it that when you go there, you just want to like learn everything about it. And back to what you said, like the students, they just want to learn. Like, obviously there's people partying because it's college, and like there's colleges everywhere in Boston. So everybody wants to party, but like when it comes to studying, everyone has a goal in mind and everyone has guidelines and like goals that they want to reach. And so everyone's really motivated and like determined to do what they're there to do.
Everyone's on the same page with that. Yeah. Like, there's a time for play and a time for work.
Exactly.
That's my mantra. Like, I have a social life and I like to hang out, and I'm not completely like focused on academics all the time, but I like, I like to be rewarded. Like, if I do a good job on a test, like, I'm going to go out and have fun, reward myself.
Yeah, that's what I do at Boston. Like, I work hard during the week, and then you have your weekends, and you just go out to the city and, like, explore and, like, have fun. You're like, okay, this is my non-working weekend, because you work so hard the whole week that you're just ready to relax and do whatever you can in the city. And there's so much to do in the city that you cannot be bored in Boston. Like, that's
what I've heard from everyone. Right. I have a friend who goes to Berklee College of Music, and, like, he's just Boston is amazing.
Yeah, you can do absolutely
it's endless.
Anything. Like, if you just want to party on the weekends, you go to whatever. You pick a school and you go to party. If you just want to, like, you want to be more, like, historical and want to see the Paul Revere house, you go and see the Paul Revere house. If you want to go to the park, you go to the Boston Commons and just sit there in the park with the pretty ducks walking around. Like, whatever you want to do, you can do, like, ice skating out in, like, the middle of the pond that freezes. It's amazing.
And it's amazing that it's just a city.
Yep.
How many, do you know how many colleges are in the city itself?
I don't know. I can probably name like 10 out of the top of my head, but there's so many. I mean, there's like Berkeley, Wellesley, like Boston Architectural School, BU,
BC.
MIT, Boston College, Harvard. There's so many that it's ridiculous.
The only thing that has offset me from Boston is that I've heard that it's not like the real, it's more of a like buildings than a college campus.
BU is all buildings, but I feel like there is a college campus to it because it's in the city. It's really similar to, let's say, it's like a smaller NYU, I would say.
Yeah.
And so you can't, you walk down the street and you have like a Walgreens in the middle of your, like between two buildings that are your classes, but you can definitely feel where the campus is and like you have your areas that you go to and like you're like, oh, this is my school.
It's not like you're totally just like in a giant city and you're alone.
No, it's just like the buildings that are mixed with the school are basically like smaller little stores that weren't able to be like taken over by the school. And like the school is in this like 2 mile strip. Mm-hmm. So basically from one end of the strip to the other one, that's the school. And like the train runs right through the middle of it. So you can take the train, you can take the bus, whatever you want. But it's not like there's, oh, one school, like the school of management is here in one end. And like the hospitality building is like all the way on like the other part of the city. No, it's just like all in one strip. There is some like buildings built into it, but you can still feel the school there and you feel like the school spirit in there.
That's so cool. I'm just so torn between all of these schools. Like, I'll look at Boston's website. I'm just like, oh, their communications school is, like, absolutely incredible. I look at all the stuff that they're doing. They have, like, their own, like, TV show or TV network. They have their own radio network. They have this internship where you can go, like, it's like a study abroad, but instead of studying abroad in, like, a different country, you can go to LA.
Yeah.
And you can go and like actually be on the set in Hollywood working with the big dogs. And I just think that's like the coolest opportunity.
I have a lot of friends that are in the School of Communications, and as freshmen, they start their internships with like the radio in the school. And
as freshmen?
Mm-hmm.
And most schools, like as freshmen, it's just kind of like
the basics,
whatever classes, you know, just like,
no, if you really know what you want to do, you can go a long way in like at BU.
Yeah.
Like communications, they start and they do, I have friends that are, they have their own like TV series and they,
oh my gosh.
And they're aired on the website all every week.
You're making me so, I just don't even know what I want to do anymore.
It's just so fun. And like the best quality of BU is the actual location of it. Like if you want to go and work in the city, you can work in the city and go to school there. But if you go to another school where there's no city around it, then you really are stuck in the school.
What do you do? Do you have a job?
I do have a job. I work in the Graduate School of Business, and basically I just take in, like, the transcripts that come in from, like, China and, like, all the parts of the United States, and I put them into the computer, and that's what I do.
Wow. So it definitely is an international school then.
Yes, it is. I have my hallway. I live in the dorm in one of, like, the biggest dorms, I think. Like,
Are they nice dorms?
No.
Always you're honest.
Like, my dorm is named, like, the fourth largest dormitory style in the United States or something like that. So there's literally, like, there's 40 girls on my floor, and there's three towers, and there's 18 floors. I'm on the 18th floor, which I have, like...
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. So I have a beautiful view of the Citgo sign.
I want to go! Okay, I really want to go now. Oh, my God.
The view is just amazing because you have the Charles River right by you. And my view from the 18th floor is breathtaking. Like, I can't wait to go back and see it, like, frozen and, like, beautiful. Like, you can totally see the seasons changing and everything. It's gorgeous.
Seasons? What are those? Living in South Florida, you really... don't know what seasons are. Like, it's like 40 degrees, and I go to school with 3 jackets on, my UGG boots, and a blanket, and I am still freezing.
That's what Bostonians would call a fall outfit.
Oh my gosh. Bostonians. So classy.
It's really cool how you can see the seasons changing. Like, one day I just walked outside and the leaves were yellow, just randomly from one day to the other.
Oh my
God. You just freak out. You want to take pictures of everything on Facebook, and it's really fun.
Oh God. Well, I'm really glad that you're having a great time there. I'm actually pretty jealous right now. Only a few more months. And then we'll find out. I find out in April.
Ooh, good luck.
Yeah, the only thing really stopping me from going to an out-of-state school is the financial. Like, yeah. But, you know, whatever's meant to be will be. And that's just what I'm sticking to. So keep it right here, everyone. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to The American Pulse on the Voice of America Kids Network.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about 4 times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
Has your role model let you down? Every day, it seems we turn on the news or read online that today's entertainment and sports stars have gotten out of hand again. Drugs, theft, drunk driving, and other actions of disorderly conduct are what some so-called role models are all about. Not here. Tune in to Runway Role Models and find out about some positive people who are making a difference now and paving the way for the future generation, our generation. Tune in to Runway Role Models every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
There's so much going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the Tech Team. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is American Pulse on Voice America Kids. Don't be afraid to speak up and make your voice heard. You never know what effect you could have on your future and our country's future. Now, back to the show.
And we're back. I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to The American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm here with Maria Jose, also known as MJ. You still go by MJ, right?
Yes.
I don't know. Sometimes when people go to college, they like to like have this alter ego and they totally change their name. So then they're like, oh my God, I'm not MJ anymore. I'm Camilla. Okay? Like, sorry.
Oh, no, I've had a lot of people say that. Change their names. It's like a new start.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely want a new start. I just want to, like, I don't know. I just want to take over the world. You know? Don't you ever, like, man, you look at people and you're just like, I need to change you. I need to help you. But then they don't want your help. You know what I'm saying? I think that's my biggest problem. Like, I just want to help everyone, but I have such an opinionated, like, I come off very strong, so people just think I'm ultimately being a, you know.
Mean person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just it comes off wrong often. So then they just they're like, what? Like I basically tell them things that they don't want to hear, but I'm just trying to help them. I'm just trying to say, like,
you're just trying to be honest.
Yeah, and like instead of saying all this stuff behind their backs, I say it to their face, but it's not really even mean. It's just like constructive criticism on your life.
I like it.
I don't know. MJ's like the nicest, one of the nicest people I know. She probably doesn't really have this issue. I do. It's so bad.
No, it's good. I'd rather tell you to like tell me to my face and talk behind my back.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I ever even say anything bad. Like I'm not like the mean girl bullying kids in class. Like, oh my god, you're so ugly. I'm like, you nerd. You get straight A's, loser. No, that's not me. I'm the type of person like if someone's going around like. Yeah, bro, just stole all these iPhones at this party. Yeah. Like, be like, dude, why? Like, is that really necessary? Like, do you think you're cool right now? Because I'm not impressed. And then they've had it, you know? Then just the Alexa, I hate Alexa Club start. Just because I have very high integrity and, like, high integrity, like, instead of values, and I like to, like, express them, and people just get really mad for some reason that I like to do the right thing. I guess that's not cool anymore. Hopefully it'll be different in college. I think it's just because I'm still in high school and people are just still not even trying to figure themselves out, but they're just trying to fit in, you know?
Yeah, I feel like when you go to college, you're going to meet a lot of people that are just like you, and you're going
to
be like...
Yeah, that's why I really want to go to, like, to Boston or somewhere like that. Like, people from all over the world are there, and you could just connect with someone.
You can learn so many different cultures as well.
Yeah.
Like, I have people from Singapore, from Korea, from, like, England, everywhere, and they all have different views on life.
Yeah.
Like, you get to learn from them, and they get to learn from you.
Exactly. Like, one of my best friends is from Ecuador. I met her 4 years or 5 years ago at a summer camp. And she lives in Ecuador. Now she goes to Wake Forest. I had her previously on my show. And she's just, like, the coolest girl ever. And she's so cute. Like, sometimes she says things wrong. Like, because like, Spanish is her first language. Yeah. And I'm just like, no, I say... Oh, she's so cute. I love her. But I'm really looking forward to it. But anyway, back to Boston. What are you majoring in?
I am majoring in business administration, and basically everyone in the School of Management has the same major. So all my classmates, all 300 of them, are going to get a business administration degree.
I read that today. I was on the website lurking. Yeah.
So everyone has that, and then they have different concentrations. You can pick like marketing, law, accounting, finance, like whatever aspect of business you want to do, you can concentrate it. And so I'm concentrating in finance as of now.
Finance, wow.
So I had an internship this summer, and I really liked it. So I figured it was something that, like, triggered my mind. So I'm really looking forward to learning about it.
Your ultimate goal, where would you want to work for? What company?
I would say one of the big banks, like Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan, one of those.
You could do it. MJ was Miss Involved last year. She was student body president. Like, all of these, she ran for everything, and the Broward County Association, Florida Association of Student Councils. She was totally involved, totally just, like...
I was a busy bee.
Oh, you definitely were.
Yes, I was.
I had Andrew, the current student body president, on my show. He's a trip, man. And, oh, I forgot to mention, Victoria, I have the... Last year's student body president, and Victoria, who we just had on the show, was the senior class president. She passed down the job to me. Woo!
That's an exciting job.
No, it is. It actually is. It's really great. I'm really proud that we went from zero last year. Like, what were the rumors going on around our class? Like,
they had no money.
No one had hope.
No one was going to raise the money. It was, bad.
Yeah, it was really bad. And, you know, like, the negativity was what inspired me to just be like, no, I'm going to do this.
You were like, I got this.
Yeah, so I don't know if you heard about it, but I did this Mr. Pompano pageant.
I heard about it.
Oh, my gosh. It was so, so epic. We raised, like, $1,300. 250 people came, and like, although 250 people
doesn't sound like a lot, it is a lot
for Pompano.
Pompano Beach High School, it is a lot.
That is like a six. Yeah,
that is like beyond success.
People don't even go to our football game. 250 people is like, whoa. Not even that many people will show up to school. No, our school's good. People show up. We have this ridiculous attendance policy where if you miss 4 days of school, you get suspended. So people are showing up to school, but just not to our football game. Anything else for that matter. But yeah, basically we have like $14,000 now. So
that's awesome. That's going to be a great prom.
Yeah. And
I want to go.
You should go. And Victoria.
I'm coming.
Yeah. So it'll be awesome. But the business administration thing, I wanted to be a social entrepreneur. I really wanted to get into, like, the charity side of it.
Like, nonprofit.
Yeah, I thought that would just be really cool and, like, also a rewarding job. Like, yeah. I like doing that mushy-gushy stuff because it makes me feel good inside.
I was just telling one of my friends that, like, after I'm done, with my career.
Keep going.
But a couple years into my career, I do want to do nonprofit because it's just so rewarding and, like,
yeah.
You feel so good about yourself. Good.
Like, think about Tom's, you know, like how big that corporation is.
Yeah.
And
everyone wears Tom's.
Exactly. It's like a fashion statement now. And it's doing good.
Yeah. And it makes people feel good. When I bought my Tom's, I know I was like, yeah, I'm going to give someone else shoes.
Exactly. I really want to, like, I wanted to do something like this year with a charity, but it's like a lot of work, obviously, yeah, with all really the hard stuff going on. But I was at this art show this weekend for Buckle Your Belt, the place I work for in Miami, and there was this like art charity. It was like called Charitable Art, and it's like these kids, they're all like high school students, and they go to impoverished community centers for like these kids in poverty, and they like go there after school and like paint with them and they draw with them and they sell their artwork and it goes all to charity.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was created, like, I was like, wow. And they were just going around. It was it was called Beaux Art Festival at University of Miami, and it was a huge art festival, and they're going around with these paintings, and I asked them what it was about, and they told me, and they actually, like, they make a pretty good profit. The paintings are, they're actually pretty decent, and it was all created by, like, two high school students, and now it's this huge business. Like, they have their own, they have their own business cards, they have t-shirts.
That's awesome. Yeah, high school volunteering is so awesome, and then when you go to college, it just turns even better. Like, I did a FISOP, it's called First Year Outreach Student Program, or First Year Student, something like that, FISOP, and you basically pick the category, which I picked urban renewal, and a week before school starts, we went and, like, explored the city, and we painted a mural in, like, this elementary
school. I think I looked into that at Boston. I did my research on Boston, and, like, that's what I liked most about it, like, the community outreach stuff.
There is so much to do. Like, I'm applying for an alternative spring break, which is you do community service somewhere in the United States instead of going on your spring break, which is just a week, so it's kind of pointless to, like, spend so much money to go anywhere anyways. So it's way cheaper than any actual ticket, and you get to go to, like, Colorado or, like Indiana. Like, some people are even coming to Florida to, like, do something with, like,
that's oysters. So cool.
It's very cool.
I love it. Well, I'm really glad you're up there, and I'm glad you're having a good time. Good luck next semester, and I know you're gonna do fabulous
because we're just
Miss Thang. Very motivated.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
I'm crossing my fingers for you.
Thank you so much. I'm really glad that you're on my show. I appreciate you being on here, taking your time out of your busy schedule.
Anytime.
You too, Victoria.
Anytime, girl.
All right, well, that's it for tonight. We'll see you guys next time. I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to The American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Thank you for listening to American Pulse. Please join us again next Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Kids. What can you do to make a difference before our next show?